Welcome to Corazont Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Sophie Ruddock. Sophie Ruddock is the Vice President and General Manager of North America at Multiverse, spearheading the company's expansion into the U.S. and North America. A former impact investor and consultant, she joined the company as a founding member and grew their delivery operations in the U.K. over the last 4 years. Sophie draws on a systems thinking, entrepreneurial, and results-driven approach working at the intersection of people and tech to create impact at scale. Well, good afternoon, Sophie. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon.
This is awesome. I appreciate you jumping on, and I know that everybody's busy schedules these days. It's hard to jump on a podcast, but our goal here is to take your story and share it with the world in just a few short sound bites, and that's what's so cool about this. So thank you again, and we're going to jump right into the question, Sophie. Let's talk about your career a little bit. You've got that quite the career in leading operations, a board member, and now you're the general manager for Multiverse. Could you share with our audience the secret to your career growth and what inspires you?
Sure. Thanks, Brian. So I've always had a North Star that has really guided my career decisions and ultimately is the heart of how I get inspired and get out of bed in the morning. And really that's at the heart of it is what's important to me. A mission-led, technology-enabled company with a focus on really scaling social impact. And so I've used this lens to inform the roles and the opportunities and the experiences that I've ultimately sort of been part of. And really, I look for three things in any opportunities. The solution or the product. So is this addressing a problem in a full stack way, or is it just tinkering around the edges? A big, ambitious vision. What it actually means to get there with the right belief and plan, which is for me, the true success formula, because you need the vision, but you also need the plan that sits underneath it, because otherwise it's just an idea. And then finally, the people that I would get to surround myself with, are they smart? Are they values aligned? And at the end of the day, are these people that I want to get into the trenches with, work late nights, and then truly collaborate with to build something that changes the rules of the game? And really, it was those three reasons that I joined Multiverse at its inception and why it was just a total no-brainer for me. There was a solution to build this outstanding alternative to college. And this was a time where student debt was crippling, the demand for skills was outstripping supply, and then the zip code that you grew up in, it was more likely to predict your future success than anything else, even academic performance. So it was not a business that was setting out to tinker around the edges. And instead, it was looking to totally reimagine the future of education and work, utilizing professional apprenticeships, which is really what was so exciting for me. It was this old concept that was reimagined, one that combines full-time employment at the best companies in the entire world with this elite learning experience that rivals the experience you get in college, but is in future-proof tech and digital skills, and then coupled with this community that rivals the Ivy League. So it was a sort of North Star vision and plan that ultimately sort of led me to where I am today.
Great. Thank you for sharing your story. And I love that journey of yours. Again, I get to hear these stories every day from people around the world. And again, every story is unique, but yours is certainly inspiring. And I certainly hope that somebody grabs this nugget from this particular episode. So thanks again, Sophie. And Sophie, let's talk about the pandemic. Hopefully now it's going to go away and we'll see. I mean, things keep changing by the minute, but what are your plans for business growth going forward? And will it be any different than the last 15 months?
I think if any business says no, they are lying. But we as an organization, we've been driven by two of the most important forces in society at the moment. And that's only been exacerbated by the events of the pandemic and the last 15 months. The first being that shift to digital skills. I mentioned that the college system wasn't providing companies with graduates who can really do the jobs that they are creating. But then there's also this need that, and again, sort of following the events of last summer with George Floyd's murder, there's urgent and effective progress that's needed on equity in the workplace. And we've seen these two issues only become more important. So when I think about what's going to happen over the next 15 months, you're going to start seeing companies looking to apprenticeships with increased urgency. And why I get so excited is I'm already starting to see leaders make the shift. So we had Ken Chenault, who's the former CEO of American Express, calling on the tech industry to use apprenticeships as a way of accelerating progress for racial equity. And you had Sundar, the CEO of Google, calling out apprenticeships as the means to accelerate progress against both equity and also tackling digital skills gaps for entry-level talent. And even just last week, we launched our apprenticeship program in the CIO's business unit at Verizon. So this is really, for me, showing how our approach to both tackle the tech talent crisis and build pathways for underrepresented minorities is really resonating. And so when I then think, what does the next 15 months hold? We're really going to have to rise to this challenge and meet the moment. And so for me, that's going to be having many more conversations at the executive level and board level of Fortune 500 companies who are looking to grapple with these challenges. And then on the other side of what we do, we're going to double down on our candidate outreach to nonprofits, community colleges, but also start to think much more creatively around how we reach underrepresented young people using TikTok and Instagram so that we can bring in and truly democratize access to these careers. And so in doing so, where Multiverse will make its mark in the next 15 months is to truly start defining what professional apprenticeships mean in the US and bring them into the mainstream. And we're seeing the tailwinds with those executives, with our community partners, and actually now with the Biden-Harris administration. You had Kamala Harris tweeting about apprenticeships as an alternative to a four-year college degree. And we'll be able to deliver that value for the individuals that we work with through this learning experience and being able to really, truly unlock access to the best careers.
Thank you for sharing, Sophie. So, Sophie, this is a tech platform publication, and we'll talk a little bit about that today. You're obviously leveraging some new and emerging technologies within your tech stack. Is there anything you might be able to share with us today?
Yes. So we are a tech-enabled business, and our tech is really used with the single goal of improving what we do for our apprentices and our clients. And so, for example, we have a recruitment platform where we do what we call smart matching. So we assess candidates for things that are actually predictors of job success. So character, grit, conscientiousness, interpersonal skills, rather than just GPA, which tend to reflect how good your school is. So in doing that, we're able to shift how companies hire to focus on grit rather than grades. And then when the apprentices are learning with us, our tech exists to facilitate a much better experience for them. And one of the things that we were able to do during the pandemic was actually start to collect meaningful data about behaviors and leading indicators about how apprentices were doing. And so in education, there's this phenomenon where those who put their hand up and ask for extra help are the ones that get it, even if they aren't the ones that are most in need. And because all of our experience and the progress is now completely tracked online, we were able to use data to determine how and when we intervene, as well as being able to now deliver anywhere in the country. And it's one of the reasons why we have these results where actually 99% of our apprentices complete and almost 90% stay on full time in the companies that they work. So it's been a really exciting innovation that we've been able to truly harness our tech platform for.
Thank you for sharing. That's most appreciated, especially for our audience here in the tech community. And then Sophie, last question, can you share something from your career experience that would be helpful for those looking to grow their career in either tech or leadership?
Yes, this is something I think about a lot, particularly as a woman in a technology leadership position. And for me, it's really as simple as sort of speaking up and asserting yourself. Now, that sounds obvious, but for many women, there is never going to be the perfect time to say what you're thinking. But people value that strategic thinking and values-led leadership. So as I really think about this, it's truly about creating that space for yourself to be visible and adding your voice to the conversation. And the reason why this ultimately matters is because two reasons, actually. One is because actually you probably have something useful to say, but also because there will be other women in the room who will start to speak up because you have, both there and in other meetings. And so, you know, I think a lot about, you know, the past model of leadership and why that doesn't necessarily need to be the future one. And what I mean by that is actually it's okay to lead with both head and heart. And it's really often that sort of authentic leadership and the emotion that comes into the workplace, which is where those most inspiring moments occur and where I really think you can have the potential to affect true change at scale.
Thank you again, Sophie, for your insights, the little nuggets of wisdom, again, that be shared with our global audience. And Sophie, I just want to let you know it was a pleasure having you on today, and I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Brian, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Bye for now.